We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Peter Joy is with us, CVIA economist. He's here for a few minutes this morning. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Great. How you doing, Ray?
Is it beginning to look a lot like Christmas in the economy?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, I think the Christmas buying season will be good, but we have a jobs crisis in Connecticut.
Well, let's talk about that because, of course, the jobs report came out just recently, last week I think it was, and a loss of, what was it, 6,000, 3,000?
6,600.
Yeah, 3,000 of those in tourism and the rest where?
Well, all just about across the board. There were minor gains in places like there construction got hit. There were hits in wholesale and, you know, retail, and you know, there were slight gains in financial services. There were slight gains in manufacturing, education, a couple other areas. But, you know, basically, you know, the problem we have, Ray, is, you know, we started the year, we were up 11,000 jobs year over year. We're down to only 1,400 jobs year over year. So that's a collapse. And at the same time, there's probably 25,000 well-paying jobs that are vacant in Connecticut, and we can't fill them because we don't have people with the right skill sets.
Peter, I hate to interrupt. What, I mean, obviously, we've heard a lot about manufacturing, so on and so forth, and those jobs are there, and they pay very well. But, yeah, what are some of the other jobs where you don't have the skills to do the job?
Trucking, short-haul delivery trucking, like oil trucks, energy areas, some medical professionals, sales people who are, you know, skilled salespeople. There's a lack of commercial loan officers, actuaries. There's a lot of different here. All the building trades that you can talk about, HVAC people, plumbers, electricians. So, you know, what are we going to do to fill these, either through education or through on-the-job training? And that is got to be a priority. Have you heard any politician talk about the fact we got a jobs crisis?
No,
and I haven't either. And yes, we had a budget crisis, and we got through that. But nobody dealt with the whole jobs issue. And let me tell you something: if we had 25,000 more taxpayers, we'd be in a lot better shape than we are.
Peter, let me ask you a question about this training, okay? How many companies are equipped or willing to do on-the-job training?
Not that many, and that's a huge problem. So what they've got to do is pull somebody off the line and have that person work with whoever is coming on board. That costs them money. Therefore, many companies are reluctant to do that unless there's some sort of subsidy. You add to that the fact that where they can do that, like in some of the building trades, mm-hmm. we've heard particularly from the HVAC guys that, gee, you know, we can only do one apprentice for one journeyman. We'd like to do three apprentices, but they can't do it. They're not allowed to do it. So there's got to be law changes. There's got to be changes in certifications. There's got to be more incentives for on the job training. There's got to be reallocation, redistributing of resources so that, you know, we can produce more technical people. And this is essential to do because otherwise we're going to see numbers like we saw now, and that's not good for the state.
Peter, we have a pretty good vocational technical school. Community colleges do some of this.
Right. We do have a good system, but it's too small.
Okay. Well, like I say, I mean,
quintuple it.
There are
five slots for every slot we got.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have to. And by the way, if you do want to read, C.T. Muir and some others have talked to you about the new budget, which you felt, because of the spending cap and some other things, may in fact help a bit overall.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will help confidence once people realize that there are real real structural reforms that were enacted within that. And let's face it, Ray, the best part of it was they actually read the civics book, they worked together and compromised.
Okay.
And it was a bipartisan effort, and we've never seen that.
All right. Well, Dr. Joy, it's always a pleasure. Have a great Thanksgiving, will you? And keep us up on this, because, I mean, seriously, this is serious. I've been a fan of Votex.
This is a big problem. We'll be following it.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.